This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today Monday the 14th of April. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight. Low northeast of Southeast Iceland, 977, loses identity by midnight tonight. Atlantic low, 999, expected Biscay, 990, by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Southerly, backing southeasterly, 3 to 5. Occasionally 2 at first in South Utsira, increasing 5 to 7 later. Showers, moderate or good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 4 to 6. Backing southeast, 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Cyclonic 3 to 5, backing east or southeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. Thames, Dover. Southwest 3 or 4, backing southeast later 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in Thames. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. White, Portland, Plymouth. South backing east 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Plymouth, veering northwest 6 or 7 later in Plymouth. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, becoming northwest later, thundery showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northwesterly 5 or 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic becoming northwesterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in eastern North Fitzroy. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest 4 to 6, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, but variable 2 to 4 later in Irish Sea. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Shannon and Rockall. Showers, good. Bailey, southwest becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first and later. Wintry showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. And Southeast Iceland. Variable 2 or 3 at first in the north, otherwise cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later in far north. Rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 994, falling slowly. Stornoway, south 5, recent rain, 19 miles, 992, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 3, 13 miles, 996, falling more slowly. Lucas, southwest by south 1, 30 miles, 998, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 2, 1004, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1007. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1008. Jersey, south by east 2, 19 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 4, 5 miles, 1007. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 6, 11 miles, 1003, falling. Valentia, south by east 2, recent drizzle, 22 miles, 997, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south 5, 8 miles, 999, falling slowly. And Malin Head, south by west 4, 22 miles, 995, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, areas of low pressure to the west and northwest of the United Kingdom will maintain a mainly south or southwest airflow through the period, with strong winds at times and perhaps gales for a time on Tuesday. It'll be more changeable than of late, with rain showers, and some of these could be thundery and heavy. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South backing southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in the Firth of Forth. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Showers, moderate or good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest backing southeast 3 to 5, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Fair, showers later, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southeasterly 3 to 5, then mainly easterly 2 to 4 later. Showers or rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly backing southeasterly, then mainly easterly later 2 to 4. Showers or rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest backing southeast 3 or 4, becoming 2 to 4 later. Fair at first, then showers or rain, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South veering northwest later 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time. Showers or rain, perhaps thundery later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4, then northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then mainly northwest later. Showers or rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man. South or southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. From Lochfall to Carlingford Loch. Southwest backing southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly backing southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly backing southeasterly 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest backing mainly south 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. And the Shetland Isles. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time, backing southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery rain later. Good, occasionally moderate or poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Sister Geraldine Smythe.
Good morning. Holy Week invites those seeking to know Jesus Christ, even at a distance, to follow him on his final journey of death and resurrection, in scripture and ritual, word and sacrament, or maybe in listening to the St. Matthew Passion. Whether we approach with the impulse of Christian faith or via a personal entry point, these may speak to us of the tears of things and of the sins of the world and the claim on us of the cries of the earth and of the poor. We may remember God who supports those who fall and raises all who are bowed down. We may accept T.S. Eliot's insight that the whole world is our hospital. Such images project the human predicament, each wail of despair or plea for rescue, symbolized in the Lamb of God taking the sin of the world on himself, or offer a balm of justice for the despoiled earth and peace among members of God's body on earth, all who are dehumanized in the spectacle of war, a replaying of age-old histories of enmity and cosmic rhythms of darkness and light, enslavement and exodus. Those not attracted by the prolonged drama of Holy Week may prefer to situate themselves in one moment or near a specific person so that it speaks to their condition and sheds light on their path. There is a space for all who would catch a glimpse, receive a word, or find a home in the crossweave of the gracious mystery that is being opened up, bringing mourners joy, uniting earth and heaven. God of hope, may all whose hearts and homes have been shattered find respect and shelter within a community of welcome, inclusion and equality. Amen.
Sister Geraldine Smythe. Now it's time for Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, has the bubble burst for vertical indoor farming and the joyous sounds of spring?
The cows are pouring into the field now. One or two are booking their hind legs, delighted to see all that fresh grass, and some pretty serious munching can be heard already.
First, though, to a beetle that can destroy whole crops of wheat by burrowing into the grains. The red flower beetle is responsible for the loss of 20% of grain in the developing world and 9% everywhere else, including the UK. So what can be done to stop it? Well, researchers at St Andrews University in Scotland think they may have found the bug's weakness. Dr Martin Zwart, a neuroscientist who leads the project, says this beetle likes stored grains and other dried food.